Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is Roasting the World. Why? Because the world needs roasting. I'm your host, the man that puts the beef in beefcakes, the dude that puts the pot in brownies, Dakota.
And I am Sherry Clipped, plain and simple.
It is Monday, and it is another show, so how are you doing this week, Sherry?
I'm doing great. I am so psyched about Halloween this week. I can't even control myself.
Oh, I've been excited all month. I've been just, like, eating candy. I'm like, oh, I'm praying I don't get no trick-or-treaters, so I have more candy, you know, shit like that.
Have you ever separated the stuff you liked out of the bag of mixed candy and, like, gave them the crap?
Yeah. Oh, man. Now I'm going to do that. I'm that guy that if, like, if I ever have a kid and, like, I take him trick-or-treating, I'm the one that's like, I got to check your candy for razor blades and take all the good stuff out, you know?
Keep all the chocolate, give them all the hard, sour stuff, or the hot balls. That's something that always I hated was, like, the hot balls, you know, the chocolate.
Well, see, I'm sort of the opposite of that because I'm allergic to chocolate, so I go for more, like, the Jolly Ranchers and Suckers and stuff like that.
See, we licked the platter clean. We need to make a poem for children, you know. Together, we
right.
Well, happy chocolate day, even though you're allergic to it.
Well, dang, I don't get to celebrate. I'm crying on the inside. Darn it. Is there like a national Jolly Rancher Day? Because I could celebrate it twice.
Good question. Jolly Rancher Day? That's cool.
If not, there should be one. If not, there should be one. And once again, copyright Roasting the World. This.
No. Yeah, exactly. Actually, I think there is. National Jolly Rancher Flavor Candy Day is November 4th.
Let me rewind real quick. Or, is there a Jolly Rancher Day? If there isn't, there should be. Not a... Copyright Roasting the World, .. Fast forward back. Okay, we're back. Oh, my God, there's a National Jolly Rancher Day? That is crazy.
Yeah, November 4th, everyone. So pull out the Jolly Ranchers before you give them to all the trick-or-treaters. Hoard them for yourself for November 4th.
Or, better yet, give them to Dakota.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Show your love. Send me your Jolly Ranchers.
What is your favorite candy, though, of all time?
My favorite candy of all time. I used to like those like lemon drops, like the hard yellow like ball candies, Jolly Ranchers. I mean, if I had to pick a candy bar, because there's so many non-chocolate ones, you know, I'm going to have to go with a Payday, because they're the only ones that don't taste too much like shit. But, yeah, I don't really have, like, just, like, a favorite candy. I mean, for a fat dude, I'm not into, like, sweets as much as people would think.
Yeah, I'm not too into sugary things either, but
now,
I love
to- now I could eat a giant taco. I mean, if we're a fat dude, I can go for like a 5-pound taco right now.
Dude, you can go to New Jersey, I heard, and get one. Bye.
Are you serious? No freaking way.
Freaking amazing, right?
New Jersey just became my favorite place, yo.
Too bad Taco Bell doesn't sell those.
Shit. Taco Bell's tacos aren't real tacos anyways. I didn't say that out loud. I'm sorry.
Have you ever
I'm sorry, Taco Bell. If I ever had a taco from Taco Bell, what?
Yeah, I mean, well, I mean, they're like, there's not that much beef in them.
Oh,
right?
No, yeah. Yeah, they're
beef
nothing compared to, like, I, growing up in Yuma, I ruined myself because I've been over to legit Mexico and ate tacos and stuff like that. And after doing that and going to, like, Taco Bell, it's nowhere near the same. Plus, there's so many, like, Guniline Mexican restaurants in Yuma that puts Taco Bell and any other, like, little Mexican restaurant out here to shame.
See, why? Why do they not make it right?
you don't even know, like, tamales, everything off that way. Like, you got people that go door-to-door selling tamales and stuff.
Hey, we should give out tamales for trick-or-treat and save all the candy for ourselves.
I don't know. They can have my candy because I would rather have tamales, yeah.
True. There you go.
You give out tamales, and then when they come to my house and want candy, I'll be like, I'll trade you off for tamales. You want two pieces of candy? It'll be two tamales. I'm just saying.
That'd be funny.
Or, you know how people put the candy dishes out? Oh, what?
Little kids would be like, hey, mister, what's this?
Right. You know how people put the candy dishes out with the notes to say, like, take one? I want to put one out that says, like, take one, leave two.
Okay.
I got to make some profit off of it a little bit. You know, I want some candy, too.
That's right. Man, what a great idea. Take one, leave two. Awesome. What a great idea. Make sure they leave the hard candies, though. No chocolate. Make sure you specify for yourself. No chocolate.
Right, yeah. Keep your chocolate. But did you ever figure out what you're going to be for Halloween this year?
I was thinking about being a psychic, but, you know, I can't think about what I want to be right now. I'm not psychic enough to know what I want to be.
Well, wow. Okay. I believe you.
I think I'll be myself. I'm going to be a podcast host.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah. I think it'd be fun.
You should dress as one of your other co-hosts, though.
Do I have to dress as you?
No, you can be Brian, I mean, or you can be the other co-host guy.
No. There is no other. You're the man. You're the one.
So.
No, I can't get this up to you, Dakota. I as far as I know, from a ton of photos I see, I'd be shirtless.
That's just mean. I wear shirts. The camera just never catches them. I don't know what's up with cameras. They just, it's whatever. Like, I got three shirts on right now, man. Three. But if I took a picture, they'd all just be gone. I don't know.
How cold is it down there? Put the air conditioner off. It's fall.
Right. So since Halloween is literally right around the corner, I looked up this week on how other countries around the world like to celebrate. And here's the most interesting ones I found. Like, did you know in Hong Kong, they celebrate the Hungry Ghost Festival? Which is on the 15th day of the 7th lunar month, which from the way the sun sets and how many stars are in the sky and how many popsicles I ate yesterday, I'm going to guess that's somewhere around August or September. I mean, I'm not quite sure. But they believe that the spirits get restless around this time of the year, so I guess they want to party with them.
Wow.
Now, is it Hong Kong where the Crazy Dick Festival was too? What the hell goes on in Hong Kong, man? They got some crazy stuff going on over there.
That was Japan. The Penis Festival.
Oh, was it?
Yeah,
okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Japan's celebrating as crazy as Hong Kong's. See, in Japan, they have a I hope I pronounce this right. A Kawasaki Halloween parade, which it's only been going on for the past 21 years, and people from all around the world, you know, go to this place. But not just like anybody can just like show up and enter the parade. You gotta apply for it and pay a fee.
Oh my goodness! Wow.
It
does. That's different.
Right. So if you want to go watch the parade go on, you know, it doesn't cost anything. Just go over there and watch it. But if you want to be in this parade, you got to pay a fee and apply, which I don't know, you know, what they do, a background check. I don't know how that shit works.
Well, you know, the city has to hire like a ton of cops to like block off the street, you know, protect the people.
Right.
You know, a lot goes on. So, yeah, I've heard of that before in other places. That's crazy. But you know what? In Alabama, it's illegal to dress up as a minister of any religion or nun, priest, rabbi, or any other member of the clergy. Did you know that?
On Halloween or just in general?
It actually just says, it doesn't say if it's Halloween, but they do say clergy costumes are illegal in Alabama, and if found guilty of violating this misdemeanor, you could be fined up to $500 or sentenced to a year in jail, or even both.
It's like, what are you in jail for, man? I dressed as a priest on Halloween.
Yep.
Like, what the hell?
Yeah, they take the religion seriously. Very.
That is some. Like, I understand, you know, people taking their religion seriously and stuff, but it's like, it's Halloween, you can't dress as a priest or a rabbi or, that's just crazy.
Like that. Now, Dakota, what do you think is the perfect age for trick-or-treating?
Perfect age?
That you shouldn't go over, like, what is an age up to where then it's considered too old school trick-or-treating? What age do you think?
I would say personally 10-ish, maybe 11, because, you know, depending on your maturity level, but I wouldn't say anything over that.
Hmm.
I mean, once you become like a teenager, man, I mean, you don't really, I don't know, man. Nowadays, these kids probably do go trick-or-treating. I bet these kids nowadays go lick the candy and hand it back to the people or something.
I don't know. You know, I've actually given out candy, and I've even seen parents collecting candy along with their children.
Really?
And I just like giving it to the kids, but, you know, I guess everyone, because you never know. You never know if that person has maybe developmental issues, you know, mentally. And
now, see,
know,
that's a different story. Like, I understand that one, because that's a totally different picture, but, like, personally, I don't think I went trick-or-treating after I was 11, maybe 12. I mean, I don't remember doing it as a teenager or anything like that. Because by that time, I was going to Halloween parties and stuff.
Right, exactly. In 2008, Belleville, Indiana, put an age cap on who could go trick-or-treating. The ordinance states that on Halloween, no one over the age of 12 can seek or obtain gifts, food, candy, or contributions of money, as in customarily and commonly known as trick-or-treat. So, you can't do it in Indiana, Belleville, Indiana, over the age of 12.
So, what are they, like, ID everybody? Like, every kid that walks up to the door, I need to see your ID. You're 10? Yeah, you're good. You're 13? Get the fuck out of here.
And also, in let me get this right. Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, the state of Delaware, Trick-or-treaters are limited by age and time. Kids younger than 14 have only 2 hours from 6 to 8 p.m. and on Halloween to go door-to-door and ask for treats. If Halloween falls on a Sunday, Halloween must be observed the day before and the same rules apply. So they do not do Halloween on Sunday, and you kids younger than 14 can do it. So see, it's not just one place. It's actually several places.
I mean, I agree with, like, the age thing. I mean, I could see them doing that, honestly, because if you're 14 and you're still going trick-or-treating, there's something going on, man. Make some friends. Go to a party. Do something.
Mm-hmm. And get a little of this. The official code of Georgia says, a person is guilty of a misdemeanor when he wears a mask, hood, or device that conceals his identity, even if it covers just part of the face. There are exceptions, however, including wearing a traditional holiday costume on the occasion of that holiday.
So is that a nice way of saying that nobody can wear a mask except on Halloween?
Pretty much. And there's one more. And the city code of Walnut, California states, no person shall wear a mask or disguise on a public street without a permit from the sheriff. Walnut, no exceptions. Wow.
Well, shit, man. Speaking of California, did you hear they're on fire right now?
Ah, that's so sad. I'm so sorry to hear about that.
I bet they wish they would sink into the ocean a little bit faster. I'm sorry. I grew up out that way. I lived in California for a little bit. I can make fun of the state. That's what I heard growing up in school and everything, like California slowly sinking into the ocean. But who knew it was going to be fucking Fastly fires taking their asses out?
Aww, so sad.
Hashtag save all the marijuana.
Yeah, let's go save the people.
Oh no, they can be saved too, but save the pot, bro. Save the pot. speaking of out west, in Mexico they do a Día de los Muertos, which is just a way of saying the Day of the Dead, which goes on from October 31st to November 2nd. They believe the gates of heaven open up on midnight on October 31st, and the souls of the kids come down and spend 24 hours with their loved ones. And on November 2nd, the souls of the adults get their turn to come down and join in on the festivals. So that's sort of an interesting thing, I guess. It's kind of crazy, but whatever, man. It's a reason to, I guess, party. So.
Yeah. That's definitely different.
Should we tell the listeners about the good news about this Wednesday?
Absolutely.
So, instead of just hearing us talk for 30 minutes a week, y'all are going to start hearing us talk for an hour a week. Oh, dang, right?
Dang. Yeah, we're getting that popular, Dakota. See?
Right? We're so popular now, we had to start a second show.
We did. By demand. By fan demand.
By demand. Not by popular demand, it's by demand. It's like I demanded it. And, no, I'm just kidding. But starting Wednesday, guys, it's going to, what, 10 o'clock still?
Yeah, your time, 11 o'clock Eastern Standard.
Oh, yeah, I forget about that. But, yeah, it's going to same time as our Roasting the World. But a whole new show, a whole different name. We are calling it the Clip Show. So,
what's Clip?
The Clip Show. And yeah, I'm super excited about it. I mean, it's gonna be awesome.
And the cool thing about the Clip Show is that we are going to have some really cool guests coming on. And it's going to be slightly different than this show. We're not going to roast them quite so much.
Dakota will be more serious, I promise. Dakota will be as serious as Dakota can be. How's that?
Okay. We'll go with it. Definitely.
But hey, I'm super excited about it. So if you guys like listening to us on Mondays, now you get to listen to us on Wednesdays too.
Right. I think it's great, and we're really getting out there more, Dakota. And I noticed this is our 9th show. How cool is that?
Dang, it's been 9 shows already.
9 shows.
That's crazy. That is crazy. Yeah. Well, we got to do something special for next week's episode because it's going to be our 10th.
We are. And you know, we are going to have a cool guest. And the next thing that we're going to be doing is I want everyone to look out for a new logo coming out. We're going to be selling some items with Roasting the World on it. If you love our show that much, then you might just love to have a t-shirt or an item with our amazing logo on it. I'm very excited about that.
Dude, I'm super excited about that. So I've seen the logos, guys, and they're awesome. Y'all guys are gonna love it. I'm not sure what products we're gonna have out there with it on. I'm thinking what t-shirts at least.
We got a few up our sleeve. I gotta talk to you about them after the show because there's a ton of items we can get the stuff on thanks to digital media. And internet, we can have a lot of fun with this logo, and we're hoping you guys enjoy it. So
you guys be looking out on that there, my book and Face Space and that interweb and stuff for it and whatnot.
That's right. And hopefully we'll be getting a website developed in about a month or so, which will be really great because people can go to the website and they'll be able to find our item, learn more about us, and be able to find our shows from the past on there if they want to go back and listen to them.
Oh, shenanigans, man. We're moving on up.
We've been busy.
Well, dang, yo.
So, this is exciting. Halloween is coming up, you guys. I think people should let us know. If you can find us on Facebook, Dakota Wheatley, or Sherry Clip, let us know what you're going to be this Halloween. Maybe we can mention you on next week's show, what we thought was the best costume idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So, just look me up on Facebook, Dakota Wheatley, and let me know what you guys are, and I'll go through and pick out a few, and we'll talk about it on the show next week.
That'd be cool. We can roast your costume idea.
Right. There you go. And also next week, we got a special guest that's going to be on. He's a professional wrestler from the Revolt Wrestling, and his name is Alex Stream. Personally, a good friend of mine. I've known him for a long time. And, it's going to be a good episode. So if y'all like wrestling, tune in next week. We're going to be, chatting about it. And if y'all have any questions you would like me to ask them, let me know, and I'll ask them.
Yeah, and people, definitely write in. Leave you some questions to ask because, unfortunately on the show we can't have people calling in and asking the questions, so don't wait. If you guys have questions, send them to Dakota, and he'll be able to ask for you. So.
Right.
It's going to be so much fun. I'm really looking forward to it because that's going to be our first. No, second guest on this show, so.
Right, yeah. No, third.
Third?
Because Brian was a guest 1 week, and then we had
you're right.
Sandra and Russ on before.
Right, it's an American Paranormal Exploration. Yeah, that's right. I forgot. How could I forget? Oh, my goodness. So much
right?
Fun having these guests on.
How do you forget our favorite guest ever, Brian, Sandra, and Russ? Even though they've been my only guest.
Well, we're getting there. We have a lot more to come out, so, and join us. So this is, and we're just snowballing here, and we're going to have a great time at the show. I just enjoy doing it. I hope you guys have been enjoying the show as well.
Right, and once again, guys, it's going to be called The Clip Show and Wednesday nights. I'm super excited.
Dakota, we got to develop a Facebook for everyone. See, we have two separate Facebooks, but we need a Roast in the World one or Twitter. We have to work on that, right, guys?
I'm down. So should we do two separate Facebooks for Roasting the World and The Clips, or should we just be like The Clip Roasting the World?
I think we could put them together. What do you think?
Why don't we ask our listeners, too, if they, you guys write us in, and you guys let us know what you guys think. Would it be easier for y'all to just find all of our videos together on one, or do you guys want us to keep it separate and y'all hit like on two different things?
Interesting. Yeah.
Well, dang. 30 minutes goes by quick when we're having fun, guys. We're down to about 4 minutes left, and let's see. Is there anything we want to, anything else to close up the show with?
Sure. Well, don't party too hard this Halloween. Be careful out there around all these ghouls and goblins and whoever else is out there. And, be safe. If you have kids, make sure you have them carry a flashlight or glow stick so that they can be seen. You know, there's so many people that just can't get enough candy, and they're out there trick-or-treating after the time they're supposed to be. Or they're walking
right
from trick-or-treating. So be careful. And kids,
here's a trick. If you guys want to get extra candy, always empty your sack before you go to a house and they think you don't have none, and they'll just hook you up with extra candy. Trust me. As a fat guy, Halloween hack for you guys right there.
Yeah. Usually a pillowcase, because they're stronger than a plastic bag. You don't want your bag to rip, like drop all your candy.
I remember using like those plastic pumpkin shaped basket things and stuff like that as a kid.
Oh yeah. We use pillowcases. You can put more in it. You just swing it over your shoulder. Like, you don't have to carry it.
Yeah, I mean, that would make sense.
Make sure you don't use your mom or dad's pillowcase. They might get mad at you.
They get it back. Why is there melted chocolate inside my pillow?
Late night snack. Dakota, I was trick-or-treating one time, and this house was giving out toothbrushes. I was not happy.
Shit.
Do not hand out toothbrushes, you guys.
Was the dude at least a dentist, or is he just some random dude? Was he a dentist, or some random guy that's giving out toothbrushes?
It was a dentist, but, you know, he gave out toothbrushes. Come on. Don't be lame.
That's kind of funny. I mean, since he's a dentist, that's really funny. If it was just some random guy giving out toothbrushes, I would be like, 911, there's some random guy giving out toothbrushes right now.
It was kind of funny because the neighbors didn't like him handing out toothbrushes, so they would hand out the full-size candy bars. The house really.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Anyways,
Well, dang, I was just about to do that, too. All right. Well, guys, it's the end of the show. We got about, 20-something seconds left, probably? 30 seconds?
Mm-hmm. About that.
It's been another Monday. Hope that you guys listen again next Monday. Like I said, we got a very special guest that's going to be on, Alex Stream from Revolt Wrestling. And, hey, we're going to talk wrestling, man. This Wednesday, be on the lookout for the Clip Show. And that's about all I got to say, guys. So, with me, peace out.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. Dakota, have yourself a great night. I had a lot of fun. And you all have a safe holiday. Happy Halloween.